This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh, it's Tuesday and I'm feeling great.
TGIT. TGIT.
Are you going to do that every single day this week?
No, I'll do it again on Thursday. I'll use the same one.
Okay.
Tea, because it's tea.
Yeah, but you did it yesterday. You can't miss out Wednesday.
No, TGIT is different to TGIW. You see, it's a different thing altogether. Different joke.
Different joke?
Different letter.
Okay.
Name 2 days of the week that start with T.
Thursday.
Today and tomorrow. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Hey.
And he's off. Fantastic. It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be. I got a good feeling about this show.
Yeah.
I had a bad feeling about yesterday's show and I was wrong.
Yeah.
And I got a good feeling about this show. So logically,
you should
could be
right.
A disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Widow, you said just a second ago that you think Tuesday's the worst day of the week.
I do.
Look, I'm not happy about that. I think we should change your mind. I think what? We should
or
have
we can change the day. Just cancel Tuesdays.
We'll just call it something else. We'll just confuse everyone and call it, I don't know, Wednesday.
I usually try and make my lunch exciting on a Tuesday to try and make the day better.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like
how do you make your lunch?
He has pies and things.
I sometimes have pies or a Vietnamese pork roll.
Just to make Tuesday better.
My life is so exciting, guys.
I'll tell you how you can put more excitement into it. If you want to really add excitement to your lunch.
Yeah.
Have, like, say, because you're a big eater, let's be honest.
Yeah, I like my food.
You love your food. Let's have, like, 3 pies and inject one of them with poison and then mix them all up.
Now, that's it. It's like roulette. It's and like then, lunch and then, roulette.
Yeah, and say, my lunch was very exciting. I lived.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't know what my wife will think about that one.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News from space.
Look, often space news is a bit weird, but this one has got to take the cake. Some research has been done into Hitler's remains.
Oh, yeah.
So the only things that are left of Hitler, apparently, are a little bit of skull bone and some teeth. Exactly, right? Anyway, some French researchers decided that they wanted to do some research on the rest of Hitler because there were a lot of people saying Hitler lived on the moon. And they wanted to disprove that Hitler lived on the moon by just having a look at his remains and making some conclusive judgments around that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say categorically right here on the Mandy and Akmal Breakfast Show that Hitler does not live on the moon. He doesn't live there.
Well,
he is in fact dead. They were his teeth. The French have proved it. He died in 1945. He doesn't live on the moon,
that's
everybody.
That's a relief. That's a relief.
Yes, it is a relief.
Yes. And I've been reading a lot about Hitler.
Have you?
It's funny you should bring him up. Yes. He had very small... He had one testicle.
Yes, he did.
He had one testicle.
Hey, I've got a fun fact about
I'm not
Hitler.
Sure how people know that. You know, it's like when he went, Heil Hitler! Maybe his pants fell off once.
Maybe.
And he went, I think he's got one testicle.
Was he born with one or did he have it removed?
No, he was born with one. No one has their testicle removed.
Sometimes they do if they have little... like.
If you're bored...
No, yeah, if you're
bored.
If you've got health issues, you
nothing
can...
Nothing on the telly. I
know
might get
a guy who had to get one taken off because he had a cyst thing on
him. Yeah, sometimes.
And that's what started World War II. He thought, I can't, you know, I lost a testicle. I'm going to make up for it by invading Poland.
Do you know what I find ridiculous is that Hitler was a vegetarian.
Yes, he was. He was a vegetarian.
How does that happen? How does it that you don't want to be cruel to animals and yet you can kill millions of people?
That's a very good question. He used to love German shepherds. He had many of them. and he's that's a very good question. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like how do you kind of reconcile that in your own brain?
It's almost like how do we start talking about space news and get onto Hitler fun
I'm
facts?
Not sure either.
How do we get on the extermination of the Jews so early in the morning?
I know, right? So let's not talk about that anymore. But everybody, rest assured, Hitler does not live on the moon.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I love a happy ending.
I like a happy ending too. Let's have a happy ending together.
Ew!
Happy ending!
So this is where we play the end of a song. You guess what it is, win yourself a prize. And Andrew from Terrigal, how are you this morning?
Fantastic, girl.
Oh, great to hear. On your way to work, obviously, or on your way home?
No, on my way.
Yep, good stuff.
Just on your way generally.
Just on his way in life.
We're all on our way.
Yeah. You sound like you're a great, positive human being, Andrew, which is just what we love on a Tuesday morning. All right, we're going to play the end of this song for you, see if you can tell us which one it is. got a very distinctive twang. What is it, Andrew?
Yeah, a bit of Kenny Loggins and Footloose.
Yes, indeed.
Well done.
Good work. Yes. Wasn't that hard, was it?
It was pretty easy.
No.
Well, at least I didn't leave the title of the song in the end bit. I could have left that Footloose at the end there, which would have totally given it away.
Yeah, then it's not a game. It's just like ring us up and get stuff for free.
Yeah, that's true.
Forget the game altogether.
Yeah. Andrew, would you like to go to the footy this weekend? The Roosters are here.
Absolutely.
Oh, done, mate. Good stuff. What is it, the Titans?
Sydney Roosters take on the Gold Coast Titans this weekend, the 26th. Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. Tickets available, tickettech.com.au. You got a double pass though, buddy.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I want to talk about a horse, a naughty, naughty horse. This horse...
That was my impression.
That was good.
Mm, thank you.
This horse was at the wedding on the weekend of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Markle.
Why do you say it like that? Meghan?
I don't know.
Hey, Meghan, come here. Maybe she's an Aussie and she's been hiding.
But anyway, there was... I don't know whether you saw the procession...
Hey, Meghan, get out of your room. Imagine that. Princess... What's her name?
No, she's the Duchess of Sussex now.
Sussex. Yeah.
Emphasis on the word sus.
Sus and sex. Yeah. It's sus sex. And that's the kind of sex that the royals would have. They'd be up to all sorts of weird things, wouldn't they? Would they?
They might be, but who knows and who wants to speculate? Yeah.
Bring
the horse in, Your Highness. Stop it. That's not the kind of naughty horse I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm talking about one of the horses that was going down the big promenade. Did you see this when the horses were all travelling and there was all the crowd on either side and the trumpets were playing and the people were marching and it was all very spectacular?
Yes.
One of the horses, a white stallion, had a little bit of a moment where it had a tantrum. Had a little bit of a moment where I think it got a bit spooked.
Yeah, no, maybe it was a protest. Maybe it was a Republican horse.
Maybe it was.
You know, he's anti-royal. Mm. And, you know, he's had the Queen on top of him and he didn't like it.
Mm, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, he did a little bit of a sidestep and he nearly ended up in the crowd. I don't know whether you've seen it, but he kind of went...
I did see that, yeah.
And he kind of went sideways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was a moment for sure. It could have, you know, that would have made the wedding a little bit more interesting if he just sort of
taken someone out
and just kept running.
Yeah,
that would have been fun
actually.
Yeah, if there was you know the massacre. No, not a fun massacre. Like you know, where no one gets hurt.
There's no fun massacres.
No fun massacre. Now you've said that before to me.
Mm.
There are no such things as fun massacres, and I've tried to remember that, but I keep forgetting.
Just keep that with you.
No. But you know, the princess, I mean, you weren't allowed to talk about the royal family.
I
wasn't going to either. We made a pact.
We did.
Yesterday,
you know what? I'm happy to
And
pay
we had a rule that you have to pay money every time you talk about the royal family.
Mm.
And it's time for you to pay up. And I'm afraid you're going to have to do a little bit better than that.
No,
we made an agreement. I'll just give you my bank details.
No, that's not happening.
And you put...
We actually never put a dollar figure on it, team.
I did in my mind.
I'll throw some coins in every time I talk about the royals and we'll give it to charity eventually or something.
Yeah, give it, yeah. No, but you know the headgear that she wore? What's that called?
The veil.
Was it tiara?
On loan from the Queen.
Oh, yeah. Why couldn't she get a new tiara? Why did you have to get a used one?
Did you see the diamonds in that tiara?
Doesn't matter.
Have
you seen the Queen?
You'd never be able to top that tiara. No way. She could try and make a tiara, but nothing would top that tiara.
But you know, my worry is more of a hygienic thing. Like the Queen, I think at her age, and she looks like someone who might have nits. You know, because she's the Queen. She can have nits if she chooses.
Mm.
And no one's going to tell her.
And they're royal nits.
And they're all nits. And no one's going to say, Your Majesty, geez, you're scratching a bit there. Maybe you should check out your nits. No one's going to say that.
Love horses. And do horses get nits?
I don't know where the horses get nits.
But the Queens get nits.
Mm.
Queens get nits. There you go. That's a sentence that hasn't been said on radio before. Queens get nits.
You know what? I want to hear your naughty horse story. I was once on a horse in Egypt and it took off. We were on a little tour, me and my ex-husband, around the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And this horse that I was on just took off. And I went galloping off into the desert and I thought, I'm actually never going to be seen again. This is the end for me. And my husband was just calmly trotting around with the tour guide and I'm on the other side of the pyramid.
You were like Lawrence of
Arabia.
Of the Gold Coast.
Yes,
of the Tumbiambi.
Of Tumbiambi.
Curiously, was it a horse with no name?
No. Okay. Oh, well, I don't know. Anyway, what's your naughty horse story? Now, I know people are listening to 2GO at the stables at the racecourse in Gosford. If this is you, I'm sure you've got naughty horse stories to share.
We're not looking for naughty people who did things to horses.
No, naughty horse stories.
Just want to be clear on that. What's your naughty horse story? Call right now, 4324444 is the number.
Jane from Gillaby, we're after your naughty horse story.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, Jane.
So I have two horses. I have a normal size horse and I have a miniature horse who is a companion for the normal size horse.
Oh, that's cool.
So they go out in a paddock during the day and they come in at night into a stable for their dinner.
Yep.
So one evening I was late home. I was actually at the Easter show earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I got a phone call at about 10 o'clock at night from the neighbour who said the big horse, Bandit, was running around screaming like someone was murdering him.
Oh.
And the miniature horse, Eddie, was missing.
Oh, no.
They couldn't find Eddie anywhere. So we had half the neighbourhood, which in Gillaby is not a lot of people, but, you know.
All right, all four of you, look for the miniature horse. Found him.
Where was he? Did you find him?
Yes. So after extensive searches up and down the street in the 70-acre reserve next door, Eddie had decided that dinner was late and he would
come into KFC.
Home and sit outside his stable.
Oh, he was outside his stable, bless him. He hadn't taken off at all.
That's a great story.
Naughty horse. Naughty miniature horse. That's even funnier.
I think miniature horses should be in the Melbourne Cup because they're sort of in proportion with the jockeys. Because, you know, like those horses at the Melbourne Cup look way too big for those little fellas.
Eddie the miniature horse was the companion for the big horse. That's the cutest story ever. We're going to send you some men in Akmal. Limited edition nuts and freckles for sharing your naughty horse story.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, you know, I've been caught shoplifting when I was young, when I was 18, a couple of times.
Mm.
And I have stopped doing it because I'm not good at it. Some people are very good at it. Mm. My friend Stephen is very good at shoplifting, and I'm not encouraging it.
No. I mean, this is illegal behaviour. We don't condone it.
We don't condone shoplifting at all, unless it's from the big stores. It doesn't really affect them.
We don't condone anything.
Unless don't do anything illegal.
Don't do anything illegal if you can help it.
Shoplift responsibly.
Don't shoplift.
It's irresponsible to shoplift. Okay. Anyway, let's get to the point. Because, you know, Woolworths and Coles and these department stores and these supermarkets are making it easy because the self-service thing. I'm sick of the self-service thing. I'm getting old. And I think I was having a discussion with you before about everything self-service now. You used to pump petrol. You were a pump petrol girl.
My very first job was at a service station. I used to pump petrol for people, driveway service. I even used to get the oil bottles. So on the driveway of the service station, there used to be oil filled in either litre or half litres.
Yes, I remember those.
And you used
to
be able to put oil in people's car for them and everything.
They're great. That was convenient. They tasted horrible, but at least it was convenient.
It was better for the environment, all of that.
Anyway. And you know when you get to the Mexican shop, was it that Mexican taco place? I can't remember what it's called, but you got to go and put your thing together yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm paying for you. You do it.
Serve me.
Do your job.
Yeah.
You know,
the self-service stuff.
Self-service cars. And a self-service supermarket have been inundated with shoplifters because it's easy. Well, it's easy.
Yes. If you've got an onion that's a different price to the other onion, you don't get the cheap onion.
Stuff that.
Recently, a German backpacker here in Australia was fined $100 for stealing meat from a Woolworths self-service checkout after he said he was too poor to afford groceries at a friend's birthday barbecue.
He scans the meat as veggies.
He can eat whatever's at the barbecue. Yeah. You don't need to take anything.
No, but also it's a flimsy excuse.
Yeah, it is.
Why did you rob the bank? Well, I needed the money to buy things with it.
Mm.
You see my dilemma.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money and the bank.
Seriously, and you're a backpacker, which means you're already kind of rich enough to get to another country on the other side of the world. So if you haven't got the money to feed yourself, go home.
That's a bit rough.
Sorry, that's a bit
harsh.
A bit harsh.
No, sorry. Where would we be without Swedish backpackers? I'd certainly be lonely. Anyway.
There's a new measure that's been brought out in the UK to try and stop people doing the dodgy at self-checkouts, though, like scanning different things. There's other things
what
to get
the
cheaper.
What are they going
to
do, fingerprint us?
No, no.
Well, you know, people will be, you know, in a way, the way people smuggle drugs is insert them in their bottom. Some people do. And I think that's what's going to happen. Poor people are going to start inserting apples and carrots and
No, because the main thing, the biggest thing, I've got a friend that worked at a Coles. The biggest thing stolen is meat. Because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
That and razors and stuff, because then people can sell those on because they're so expensive. But the technology in the UK coming out at the moment is like a CCTV camera that watches you when you're at the checkout and then like broadcasts your face just above the screen so the checkout person can watch your face when you're scanning stuff to see if you're doing the dodge.
That's great.
Dumb. I don't want people scanning my face.
I wouldn't mind people scanning my face. I would like to, you know, and this is what I would do if I was a criminal, right? I would get my friend as a diversion, and I would have my face to distract everyone, because I'll have my face plastered over the walls, and people go, "Who the hell's that? Yeah. Is that Carl Barron?"
And then meanwhile, your friend's just going, beep, "Yeah, beep, beep."
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to talk to you about the cops. Because the cops have...
they thrown you?
No, they haven't thrown me.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did you get arrested?
No, I didn't.
Mm. Well, no. It's good. No, I don't think
you... Have you heard something?
No, I haven't. I'm just saying it's good that you haven't. You're a solid citizen. Yep. That's what you are.
Thank you.
Mm.
I try.
Mm.
The cops aren't using Holdens and Fords anymore. They're going to be phased out because obviously we don't make Holdens and Fords anymore in this country, which is really sad, isn't it?
It is sad, yes, yes.
Because that's kind of iconic when you're driving down the freeway and you see the
broken down Holden.
The Holden, you know, with the stripes parked.
With the hood up.
Yeah.
And I should have got a BMW.
Well,
can't afford it.
Funny you should say that. BMW is exactly what they're getting. So
they're getting
the cops are getting BMWs.
But you know what's next after the BMWs? Because you know where they come from.
Germany.
They're Germany, yeah. First the car, then the Swatch sticker.
Oh, no. Stop it, Akmal.
No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was out of line. Sorry. I'm just... You know, putting a concern out there, that's all.
Well, the BMW, so what are they getting? They're getting the BMW 5 Series, I think. It's being used across Europe and the UK, so they're going to get those. And apparently the New South Wales police have said, look, don't worry about the leather seats. Take them out. We don't need the leather seats.
Don't need seats at all.
Well, they've actually said, no, we're going to send the leather seats one because it'll cost more money to take the leather off and put upholstery on there.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you just take the leather seats?
Just take the leather
cops
seats.
Cops have just gone, all right then.
We'll take the leather seats. Yeah, that's right.
I just think, seriously, BMWs?
Hot it up car. No, but I actually welcome that change because, A, they're fast and good and they're very reliable cars. You know, Germans know how to make good cars.
They do.
They know how to build
German engineering.
German engineering. They don't have a sense of humour.
No.
They're not funny.
No.
But they build bridges really well. You see? Everyone has their own gifts.
That's right.
Now, the problem with having a Ford or a Holden is that the cop cars sometimes look like taxis. I have a friend of mine, Peter, who was coming back.
I love the way you're named.
I won't mention his second name, Fox. he was coming back from a gig at the Snow one year and he was intoxicated. He was very drunk and he was hitchhiking and it was nighttime and the cops, and he saw a cop car coming, so he hailed the cop car thinking it was a taxi, and the cops pulled over and like an idiot, he gets in the back seat and just sits down. And he goes, oh, man, just take me up to the nearest station. I'm buggered. And the cop looks back and goes, you are now, buddy.
Oh.
And, they took him in and they drug tested him. And he was given the full treatment because he made the mistake of thinking.
BMWs and also Chryslers, they're valued at about $65,000, these SRT8 Chryslers.
I mean, why don't they go the other way? Instead of going up and up and up, why don't they go down to something a little bit more...
Simplify.
A little bit more environmentally friendly, a little bit more smaller. Like, what about one of those little smart cars? You know, those tiny, weeny little smart cars. They can zip around in traffic in the little smart cars.
You're thinking of clowns.
Oh,
different
okay,
to police, yeah.
Oh, okay. The
clowns
oh,
can wear, yeah. You can fit about 50 of them in the smart car.
What about the little Suzuki Swift?
The Suzuki Swift. What about rollerblades? The cops could just, hey, stop! All right, and we got a chase on the freeway. And it could take a while. Oh, the cop's fallen over. it's a crazy world we live in. But no, thank God for the police. If you're listening and you're on the police force, I'm very grateful that you're, you know, it's good to be rebellious and angry and all that. But when it comes down to it, if burglars came to my house, who are you going to call?
The police.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So this is just a remarkable story. I get a little bit stuck watching the Border Patrol TV show. What's it called? Is it called Border Patrol?
Border Patrol.
There's Banged Up Abroad.
Oh, yeah, Banged Up Abroad.
I thought that was a totally different show anyway.
Yeah, a lot of it is to do with drugs and smuggling and things like that. But it does surprise me how they pick up on people that come through and they just get a vibe about somebody and then they search them all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But because there was an old granny who'd smuggled some stuff in the sole of her shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have picked her. I would have been like, oh, come on, dear. Let me help you with your bags,
I'm more suspicious. I go, you know, grandma, she's obviously got drugs in her shoes. Cavities. Or her shoes.
Her shoes. Her
yeah, let's go with the shoes.
Anyway, this has happened in India.
But she actually stuck the shoe in her... No, okay.
The Indian police have found a 25-year-old woman who... This is just remarkable. They found that she had swallowed 106 capsules, really big capsules, 106 of them filled with cocaine.
Right.
So all up, it was worth about $1 million.
$1 million. Yeah. She swallowed $1 million worth of cocaine.
Yes.
And what, were they like, put it in a condom or?
No, they were in these really hard capsules. So whether they were... Yeah. I mean, obviously, they've got to be something that's not going to break down in your stomach. So they would have been plastic or something, I think.
You're right. And how did they find it?
Well, they just got a tip-off that she was carrying. And so they took her aside and I suppose they would have x-rayed her or something. But they found 106 of these things and they're big capsules. They're about the size of your thumb.
And how did they get them?
Well, eventually? They had to give her laxatives.
Laxative.
And then they waited for a week.
Is that where the term good shit comes from? It's really good shit. No, is it?
No, it's not where that comes from.
No, I'm glad we cleared that up because I was wondering what the origin of that.
I was just thinking about the process of actually swallowing like 106 of these things because that would just be, oh, God, I couldn't even think of anything worse. Which she actually obviously had to deliberately do.
Yeah, and once it passes through her, does that cheapen the cost of the drugs?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
You know the coffee where that is eaten by a cat.
Cat poo.
And pooed out, and that's like $100 a cup.
Mm.
So maybe that's a new thing.
Maybe it is.
Mm.
But it reminded me
this has been passed by a Brazilian.
Yeah, Brazilian national.
Yeah.
It reminded me of an accidental swallow. So I know that was a deliberate swallow, but
you don't know. You can't judge.
Well, you can't judge.
You can't
judge. But I think if you're taking 106 of them, it's probably going to be
deliberate. You'd make a terrible lawyer.
Anyway.
I think she's guilty from the start, Your Honour. I need to go to lunch. I left my car in a tow-away zone.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I want to tell you about my daughter who accidentally swallowed something. So this woman deliberately swallowed something. My daughter, I remember playing Mousetrap with Wilkie and Coco. They were both very little. Coco was about 6 or 7. The board game.
Yeah.
You set up the trap and then the ball moves around and all the rest of it.
Yes.
I went to the toilet. She was 6.
And you passed some cocaine.
No, I didn't.
No, sorry.
I just went to the toilet and left them. I said, I'll be back in a second. Just don't have your go until I get back. Because, you know, they were 5 and 7 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I get back. The ball bearing is missing.
Uh-oh.
The metallic ball bearing that is quite big. It's like the size of a marble.
Oh, yeah.
Is gone.
It's gone.
And I've gone, okay, where's the ball? Where's the ball? And then Coco looked at me and went, I think I accidentally swallowed it.
Oh, yeah.
So she'd swallowed. I don't even know how it happened because I went to the loo.
That's a common one.
We've
all swallowed ball bearings at one point.
A big metal one, though.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I haven't swallowed even a small one.
I took her to the hospital and I'm going, what are we going to do? This is crazy. Oh, my God. And they were remarkably calm and said, it's heavy, it's smooth, it's round, it's going to find its way out. And I'm going, don't you want to x-ray her or something? They're going, well, no.
Your daughter is now a pimple machine.
Bing, 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 bing.
That's fantastic.
But anyway, they said, just keep an eye out for it in her, you know,
poo,
which I kind of tried to as a parent, but, you know, at some point I gave up because I never found it. Oh. It might be still in there. I've got this horrible, horrible feeling that at some stage she's going to go in for an x-ray and they're going to go, oh, what's that large ball bearing thing inside?
She keep going off when she goes through his metal detectors.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't know why.
So anyway.
I have a ball bearing in my
in my gullet. I want to know, what did you accidentally swallow? Or it might be your kids. Give us a call this morning.
Did you accidentally swallow your kids?
Well, no, not that. No. But what did you accidentally swallow? It could be you. It could be your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a ball bearing. It could be something much worse.
All right. Mm. Give us a call. 4324 4444 is the number you can call right now. We do have tickets for the baby animals to give away.
You might even score them.
They're coming to the coast. So call right now. 4324 4444 is the number.
Gina from Budgieroy, was this you that swallowed something?
I did, a 20-cent piece.
That's quite big!
And I was only 9 at the time.
Oh, my God. Nine. Okay, now how did this happen and what happened next?
I was in the car waiting for my father to come out of a store with my brother.
Yeah.
And, of course, doing what every child does, put things in your mouth you're not meant to.
Yep.
And my brother was jumping across the seats front to back and hit me on the back.
Oh,
and that actually does work. It forces you to swallow something you have no intention of.
Wow.
God.
From there, my father made me eat 2 slices of bread smothered in butter, like huge amounts, to try and push it through because I was positive I could feel it in my chest cavity. And from there, we went to Camperdown Children's Hospital for x-rays. Mm. And, they were much like you, Mandy.
It's funny of
they said
it'll make its way out. and back a week later for another x-ray to check that it had gone, and I was sure it was still there because there was no way that I was passing that without knowing.
Yes.
If you'd hung on to it all those years and passed it today with inflation, it would be from 20 cents to $1.75.
Gina, thank you. That's amazing. I can't believe that. Mark from East Gosford, what did you swallow?
I'd been on the Terps very stringently all day, and we had a party that night, and I was trying my Houdini impersonation of making a ring disappear.
Yeah.
So I put my partner's engagement ring in my hand, and went bam, 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 rings up in my mouth. And they said, we know it is, and they said, to prove that it's not in your mouth, eat this cake. And I tried to hide the ring under my tongue, and I swallowed the ring and the cake.
Oh, my God, Mark, you swallowed your fiancé's engagement ring.
Yes.
You doofus.
Yes.
You doofus.
She refused to wear it after it passed through because she said, that is now a shit ring.
Mark, that's amazing.
And fair enough, too.
Oh, God. Bev from Tasker. I don't even want to know how Mark found that ring, but anyway, Bev from Tasker, what was it that you swallowed?
I swallowed a dental plate.
A dental plate? Those things are massive.
Oh, it's only got one tooth on it, so it's...
Were you pashing someone at the time? Or?
No. I was eating a sandwich, which was big, thick bread, and apparently it came loose and went down with the bread, which I didn't know until after I finished the sandwich.
Hang on. Bev. These things are quite hard to... Like, these things have got edges and wires and things, don't they?
Yes, I know.
Did you pass it or did you have to get it removed?
I eventually passed it, and then I had to put it back in my mouth.
Oh!
No!
That did take a while because I couldn't boil it because it was plastic.
Uh-huh.
So I had to soak it in disinfectant and et cetera, et cetera. And then I left it sitting on the windowsill in the sun for... I don't know, about a week, I kept looking at it thinking, I've got to put it back in.
Oh,
you know, okay. I love you, Bev.
You know when people say, hey, bite your bum, sport?
Yeah, well, that's...
Bev could do that.
Bev actually did that. Now, Bev, we're going to send you to the baby animals, firstly, for having that experience, and secondly, for sharing it with the world. Thank you so much.
Bev preferred the circus. Okay.
No, we haven't got circus tickets.
We don't have circus
tickets. We own the baby animals, Bev. It'll be a great one.
It'll be a great one, Bev.
Thank you.
You're all right. We'll catch you later. Wow. I didn't think that was going to happen.
That has blown my mind.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO. Give Me Lols for Kids. One night only. Helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids. June 3rd at Mingara.
We are doing the Gimme Five for Kids month all June, and we can't wait to kick it off in a couple of weeks' time. And we're going to do it in style with a humongous comedy night. And you know what? When we were in Melbourne for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, what struck me, Akmal, was the relationships you have with all of these amazing comics and how you've known them for so long.
They're like family.
Yeah.
You know, the family that you see at Christmas and you think, oh, my God, we're going to fight. But I love them.
Yeah.
And they all agreed to come in and perform free of charge.
Yes.
And they weren't, you know, it's not like I've got incriminating footage against them or anything. I didn't sort of blackmail them into doing
that. Sure you didn't.
There may be some pressure on people here and there. I have some stories about all of them, which I'll share in the future on radio.
Well, good. We can't wait to see them. So it's Fiona O'Loughlin. We got Joel Osborne. We got the Umbilical Brothers, who are selling out shows over in Europe. Amazing act, apparently. Yeah. I've not seen them live. You are going to be getting up and doing a set, which I'm excited
about. I'm
going to
be doing it, yeah.
And you know what? Tickets are $80. It might seem like a lot of money. Every cent of that goes to the charity Gimme Five for Kids. And it's
Jamoan. Did we mention Jamoan?
Oh, we didn't. Jamoan as well.
Jamoan.
Tax deductible.
Did we mention Chris Rock?
We didn't mention Chris Rock.
There's a good reason why we didn't mention Chris Rock.
Because he's not coming.
He's not coming.
That's
he,
right.
He just wouldn't return my call.
Well, you are Australia's Chris Rock.
I am Chris Rock.
There you go.
Without the money or the talent.
Okay.
Or the height.
I tried to give you a compliment
Or the models that he's having sex with.
Anyway, please join us. We'd love to see you there. Tickets are selling fast, so make sure you grab a group of friends or a group from work and get on board this because it is such a good cause.
I think it's important to point out that none of these people are taking any money. Like some people with charity gigs, they take some.
Yeah, and they're coming from interstate and all over Australia to do this gig. So we'd love you to get behind it. Jump online and get your tickets. Don't dilly-dally. 2gofm.com.au.
That's right. Fiona O'Loughlin, Jim Owen, a whole bunch of acts, all for $80. One of those acts alone usually costs $50-$60.
Easily, easily.
Get your tickets right now, 2gofm.com.au.
As I said to the Dalai Lama, don't dilly-dally, Lama.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Terrible.
If that's an indication of the jokes on the night.
No.
Whoa.
I'm going to be opening with that one.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I like it when kids chuck a tantrum in supermarkets because it's funny. It's, you know, it's theatre for me because I don't have kids. I can't empathise with what that must be like. It must be embarrassing for the parent. Right? Parents.
Yeah, it is a little bit. And of course, you don't know what's happened prior to that. So you've got no kind of context. But
I love it. I love it. I wish we could just carry on like that as adults. You know, like you say, like you ask a girl to go out with you and she says no. And you go, no. And you get on the floor and spin around. And I want you to go out with me. And, you know, that would be great. We lose that as we get older. We just lose that spontaneity and that just honesty, you know.
Now, I love listening to the neighbours' kids have tantrums because they have some crackers and it's great. And I do smile to myself because I've been there, done that. Mm.
But you don't see kids being smacked anymore.
No.
Remember, when I was growing up, you go to the supermarket, it was a spectacle.
Yeah.
You know, you see a kid, you go, oh, you're going to get a smack.
Now if you see someone smack a kid in a supermarket,
it's terrible.
It's
That's
a little
crime.
Bit horrifying, yeah.
That's a crime. How things change very quickly.
I know.
Now, there's a 16-year-old, which is not a kid. He's 16, right?
Yeah.
And in East Java, in Indonesia, he wanted to...
Which is part of Asia.
Part of Asia.
Not to be confused with Malaysia.
Malaysia is different, yes. I can see you've got a very good grasp of geography
there.
Thank you. Especially when it comes to the letter Z.
Anyway, what happened to this kid in Indonesia?
Well, he wanted a mobile phone, as most 16-year-olds do, and most of them have one. Mm. This kid didn't have one, and he asked his dad for one, and he kept pestering and saying, please, Dad, I want a mobile phone. And his dad said, I'll get you one, but in a little while, because, you know, you got to wait. And so he chucked the mother of all tantrums by burning his house down.
Oh, my God.
He
okay.
burnt his house down.
The whole house.
The whole house, all content. No one was hurt, which means that's why we can laugh at it now.
Yeah, yeah.
No one was hurt, unlike Witto, who burnt his fingers playing the bongos. Doesn't matter. But that's a hell of a tantrum, isn't
that
it?
That is a massive tantrum. That is a full-blown teenage.
And we don't know if he got his phone eventually. Maybe he's there.
Wow.
You know, maybe he did buy the phone and he was keeping it in the house and the kid stupidly, accidentally burnt the house with the phone.
You know what, though? I have to say, teenagers are not good at waiting for stuff these days.
No, neither are... I'm not good at waiting.
Yeah, but there's something about kids these days. They just want it now. Now. Nobody's good at sort of delaying gratification.
Delaying gratification is a good way of putting it, yes. And it takes an adult to do that. And that's why I like things soon.
Do you?
I want to buy things now. If I get money, I want to spend it now before someone takes it away from me. So
no
I would
one's going to take it away from you. You've just got to put it in the bank and save it for a rainy day.
Things change. Governments are toppled. You know,
Do you know what gets me? Sorry, I'm going to have a little rant here. What gets me is when kids demand mobile phones, and more we're seeing kids in primary school with mobile phones, and I have no idea why a child of the age of 7, 8, 9, even 10 needs a mobile phone. I don't understand it. I don't know why these kids need it. And I think that we're making big mistakes giving kids who are in primary school mobile phones.
Do you know how old you sound?
I know I sound old. I don't care.
Grandma Mandy was going to smack you.
You know what? You say to parents, oh, but yeah, you know, they've got to catch the bus home or they've got to walk home. What? I had to walk home without a mobile phone. Nothing happened to me.
Well, that's so you say. I don't know. It's not from this angle.
No, I just think, seriously, parents should not be giving kids mobile phones before they go to high school.
But here's the argument. It's not just a phone. It plays games. It plays music. It's a calendar. It's a recording device. It's
You've got a brain in your head. Why don't you use that till you go to high school?
No, I never thought about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting angle.
No, seriously, you're about to have a child.
Yeah.
Are you going to give this child a mobile phone before they go to high school?
I have got spare mobiles lying around. A SIM card costs nothing, $15, $20 a month.
It's not about
Give it to them.
It's about building resilience. It's about kids. Let me tell you a story. I've got to tell you a story.
Here's a story with Auntie Mandy.
Auntie Mandy's got
In my day, we had a gramophone.
No, this happened in the last few years. My two kids at primary school were catching the bus home, right? And they were catching the bus home and it was a hot day and the bus broke down on a giant hill and it was hot and they didn't have any water in their water bottles and they didn't have mobile phones because they were kids and they got off the bus and they had to work out what to do and together they decided to walk home and they did it and it was amazing and that showed resilience and decision making and all these things that kids need to learn but if you put a phone in their hand they go, I'll call mum and none of that happens and I think they have to be able to make these decisions on their own.
You had these kids, but you just don't want to be bothered anymore.
No.
Is that what it is?
No.
Yes.
Akmal.
Don't call me.
Anyway, Auntie Mandy's rant over.
Auntie Mandy's rant.
No more ranting.
Grandma Amanda.
Don't call me Grandma Amanda. Look, we were just having a little bit of a reminisce while Bon Jovi was playing about teenage angst. This is because this kid in Indonesia, this teenager, wasn't allowed to get a new mobile phone and so he burnt the house down. Like literally burnt the whole family house
down. It'd be a great ad for Apple. Your dad won't buy you an Apple phone.
Burn the house down. But we were just talking about it, and Widow, you were telling us about a massive tantrum that you had at home. What happened with the tantrum?
I remember when I was a teenager, and you know, teenager hormones.
I can't imagine
hormones,
you doing this, by the way.
Yeah, no, hormones running around. You're so emotional and stuff. I remember I was yelling at my dad, saying, "You don't get it. You don't understand. You don't get me." And he's just laughing at me, going, "I know what's happening. You're a teenager. You're going through stuff. Don't worry about it." I'm going, "You don't understand me." In the meantime, I'm playing this song. You don't get me, Dad! You don't understand me! Just last resort from Papa Roach as loud as I can. It just
teenage angst.
Yeah, I know.
Well, in comparison, and this is probably slightly different, I was teenage angst, but in a girly way and a quite a
girly number, angst.
Girly angst. Girly, girly teenage angst.
Yeah.
So I played a bit of this. A little bit of Kate Bush. No one understands me.
Nothing says anger like Kate Bush.
Well, not exactly anger, but definitely emotional and kind of, you know, rip my heart out.
What was yours, Akmal?
Well, you might find this hard to believe, but when I was feeling really, really angry and wanted to expel a lot of anger out of me, this is what the song I played very loudly.
You're lying.
Not. Cyndi Lauper.
You're slamming your bedroom door.
Girls just want to have fun, and I wanted to have fun with the girls, but I didn't know any.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Time for a Mandyvention.
Oh.
Have you got the thing ready?
Yeah.
It's a Mandyvention.
Coast is where I intervene.
Have you got the thing ready? It's like you're about to torture someone. Get me the scalpel.
Get me the thing, widow.
Well, this thing. This might be coming your way, Akmal. So yeah.
I have a feeling she's looking my way, and she's got that eyebrow thing going. And then there's one eyebrow. There you go.
I can do one eyebrow. One and then the other, but it does take some concentration.
Well, there you go. But it's worth the effort.
It is, especially because it's radio and everyone can really see that.
As long as I can see it.
You know what? The other day it was revealed to us, and I kind of knew anyway, that you, young Akmal.
Well, not so young. I mean, it's all relative. Compared to the pyramids, I'm very young.
Mm.
Just a little baby.
You, sir, have not opened your work computer and checked your emails since you started here. Well, you've never done it, and you started here in January at TGO with me.
Correct.
So I check my emails obviously every day, so several times a day.
Yeah.
You've never once checked your emails starting work here.
Correct.
Mm.
Point being?
Well, I found an article from a Google executive saying what you need to do to manage email, and I thought it might be handy for you, given that you are a little bit, obviously, frightened of checking your email.
No, not frightened, just uninterested.
No, well, okay.
And because, you know, I've looked at examples of these emails that supposedly are important and get sent.
Mm.
It's like, you know, there's a new coffee machine in the kitchen, but that's just an example. The coffee machine is broken. You know, Yamo, our boss, has bought new socks.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Well, anyway, look, some of the things you might want to keep in mind is that if you respond quickly to emails, you can get them out of your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it tight. You don't have to write lots and lots and lots. You clear out your inbox.
But you know what's even quicker?
What?
Just totally ignoring it.
See, but this is my intervention, right? And I'm not even going to go through the rest of this list because there's no point.
There's no point, Mandy.
I think you're faking it. I think you're faking it. You're pretending that you are not able to check your emails or open your computer.
No,
you're pretending to be not technically savvy, and I know that you are.
I know I am. No, there's no doubt about it. I'm happy to admit that. I just choose, technology selectively. There are certain things that interest me.
But how come you're able to get away with that and no one else can?
Because, you know.
How come everybody else in the building has to check their emails but you don't have to?
Well, you know, there are different rules for geniuses.
Wow. They don't have to.
They don't have to abide.
You reckon Einstein wouldn't have had to check his emails?
Well, you know, like Bob Dylan, he didn't have to talk to his band members and he didn't have to rehearse with them. He just showed up because he's Bob Dylan. I'm Akmal Sali. So
Are you comparing yourself to Bob Dylan?
No, I hope not. He's nearly dead.
Oh, dear. Mate, I've done the maths, and for an average amount of emails you get a day, times by how many days in a month and how many months we've been here, you have about 7,500 emails, I reckon, waiting in your work email right now.
You know, how long would that take to check? You know, a couple of days.
Easy.
Which may not seem like a lot now, but when, you know, towards the end of my life, on my deathbed, when I've had those two extra days to do whatever I want, I could look back and think to myself, thank God I didn't check that stupid email.
You got that one about the pay increase though, right?
You had to respond to that one.
You had to respond to that one.
Yeah, that was my initiation. I got you pay rises.
Rubbish.
Enjoy the fruits.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, yesterday we did drop into the team and see the team at Tumby Tyres, which was fantastic. I don't know whether you remember, but some months ago, a lovely listener called Kim rang. She didn't win the pressure test, and Akmal gave away some tyres without asking the people from Tumby Tyres, which was typical of Akmal.
She got the top of the range.
She got Yokohamas.
She got Yokohamas.
Amazing, Steve Corny.
Corny.
He's
a corny kind of guy, and he demonstrated his corniness by attempting a few jokes here and there.
Yeah.
Everyone's a comedian, but it's Tumby Tyres and more.
Mm.
And Kim was given a bit more. She was taken out of the bag. And
They did her brakes
as well.
Oh, is that what they did?
Yes.
Because they did her brakes, they do batteries, tyres, they do a whole lot.
That's such a fun team, though, to go down and have a bit of fun. I got hold of the zit-zit gun. What's that called?
Like a ratchet gun thing. Zzz. Yeah, yeah.
God, that's fun.
It's a ratchet thing. No, but they were great. They were great. And I've discovered my calling. I want to be around rubber from now on. Because,
you were keen to swap jobs with Tony. You said to Tony, who was behind the desk, why don't you come and do this job and I'll come and sell tyres.
And I'll, you know, retreads and all different types of tyres.
They don't do retreads there. They just do good tyres.
I wonder if they could help me with my spare tyre. That would be fun.
You mean your stomach?
Yeah, my stomach, not the one in the back of the car.
Look, yeah, nothing can be done about that now.
Big thanks to Tumby Tines and More. They're a great team there. We do have to get out of here. If you missed anything on the show today, catch up at 2gofm.com.au or download the app. Brownie's up next.
Brownie is up next. And poor Brownie, he's just when his diarrhea is cleared up, he's both his hands are badly burnt.
What from
he put his hand in a fryer. And then he goes, oh, that's terrible. And then he tried it again with the other hand.
Oh, wow, Brownie. Yeah.
Brownie will tell you more about that. He's up next. We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.